In high school, I was that kid. The popular kid, the jock, the best player on the team kid. Coming into East High School, I had a 4.0 GPA. So you add that up, you got good grades and great athlete, and you think, man, wow, this kid, he got a lot of potential. And I did have a lot of potential. Now, coming into my senior year, I was the best high school athlete in the state of Alaska. First team All-State wide receiver and free safety. Now, by the end of my senior year, man, I got kicked off the basketball team for getting in a fight during the game, so no more sports. And then I started running around the streets a little bit, and a month after that, I got charged with my first felony, a crime the amount of $6. All I remember was seeing my face on the news, East basketball star, $6 bandit. I got kicked out of school, lost all my scholarships, then I became an alcoholic, and later that year was sent to prison for the first time. That was all in 365 days. That was my 18th year. I went from a college-bound athlete to an inmate and an alcoholic just like that. Now, I want you guys to check these two stats out, right? Stat number one, from ages 18 to 32, every single day, every hour, every minute of that 14-year span, I spent as either an alcoholic, a drug addict, or an inmate. That was my entire adult life. Well, here's stat number two. I'm 34 now. So those 2 years between 32 and 34 are the first full calendar years in my entire adult life. Not one drink, not one drug, not one day in jail. Yes. So I mentioned what happened at 18, right? Lost my scholarships, got kicked out of school. Really what happened was I lost myself. And I leaned into the streets and the criminal lifestyle, and I continued to drink, and then I started experimenting with other drugs to somehow numb that feeling of failure from that bright future I had just blown. I started using drugs to try to convince myself that I didn't care because I didn't want to. And if there's any one thing that these drugs are good at, they are very effective emotional suppressants. So while I was high, I did not feel, I did not care. But my life would ultimately change around age 23. And I'm sitting in a hotel room with one of my good friends, and we're getting drunk and high. Now remember, this is an everyday thing at this point, nothing out of the ordinary. And we're sitting face to face about 3 feet from each other, and he's recklessly playing with a gun, and I didn't think nothing of it. You know, the line between careful and careless was always blurred. And he's just waving it around, and he gets it up too close to his head, and all of a sudden, boom, he accidentally pulled the trigger and he shot himself, and he died that night. And I remember, you know, obviously that was the worst day of my life, watching somebody else lose theirs, and I was devastated. The only coping mechanism I had developed over the years was this two-part move. First, get high. Second, ignore it. And I didn't know that I couldn't handle it. So I decided to do what I always did whenever a problem presented itself, and that was get high. But the problem was the only drug I could get my hands on was a drug called heroin. So at 23 years old, on the worst day of my life, I made the worst decision of my life, and I told myself, I'm gonna use heroin for 2 months and that's it, I'll just quit. I'm not like these other addicts, I'll just quit when I want to. In 2 months, I'll get past this and then I'll just quit and I'll be all right. But unfortunately with heroin, it just doesn't work like that. I used heroin every day for the next 2.5 years. I quit for 1 year while I sat in prison, got out, relapsed in a week, and went right back to using it every day for the next 2 years until I finally went back to prison and I finally found a way to change my ways. But it did not start out like that. Would you believe that I was in prison because of a crime I committed to feed my drug addiction, and then I went to prison and picked up another drug addiction? So I was actually in prison, a drug addict as well. But when COVID-19 happened, and it was a worldwide lockdown, shutdown, it was the same in prison. But what that meant is no more drugs. And you know what? I'll tell you guys, I remember like it was yesterday, me sitting in that prison cell, 23-hour lockdown. I'm sitting there. I got the whole withdrawal going, man. I got the sweats, the diarrhea, everything. And I'm sitting here, I'm staring at the floor, and I'm thinking to myself, you know what, dude? You're the problem, bro. You have to fix this. You and only you have the power to fix this. You have no one to blame, no excuses, nowhere to run, man. In order for this to change, you have to change. you know, I don't ever think I held myself accountable for the way that my life had turned out up to that point. It was always something, some excuse, some bad luck, something. You know, after I looked up off the floor, I did a little more soul searching and I came up with a little plan. I started trying things. You know, I started reading self-help books. Like, what's a self-help book? I'd never even heard of one before that point. You know, but I started reading them. They started helping me. I started working out, reading the Bible, meditating, journaling, all these positive habits that everyone preaches all the time. I tried them and I started feeling a little different. Working on myself from the inside out was my way out of addiction. Changing how I thought, which changed how I acted. Learning how to be a better person, being kind, being generous, telling the truth, all these things were so new to me. That's how I reinvented myself from a criminal and an addict to a philanthropist, a youth mentor, an author, and a speaker. That's how I rewrote my story from a tragedy to a comeback story. But make no mistake, I can still remember, I can still see myself in those rock bottom moments sitting there thinking like, wow, man, I can't believe that I can't overcome this addiction. I cannot believe I'm going out like this. I can't believe I dug the hole so deep that I'm gonna die a drug addict. I remember thinking that was how I was gonna die. So while I can still feel those chills on my skin from those dark moments, I don't have to live in that anymore. What I do live in is a newfound fondness for the entire human experience. I don't know what it was that kept me hanging in there that extra day, that extra night, when all I wanted to do, when I just gave up and all I wanted to do was just commit suicide and put myself out of my misery and just be done with it. But I didn't. I held on and God intervened and my luck eventually changed. I don't know what it is about the human being that gives us that strength to get back on our feet after being knocked down again, to keep fighting, to not give up, to try one more time. I don't know what it is about us, but I do know that we all have that courage, that resilience, that resolve, that fruition to remold our character, to reshape our future and reinvent ourselves in any way that we choose. We all have the ability to rewrite our stories. And you know what? I think that we all got pretty good comeback stories. Thank you for listening to mine. Yes, sir.